From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
This week on CSJP in 5, we head to Mountain View in St. Andrew, where the Nanny Bee spelling competition has been keeping youngsters busy. The Nanny Bee spelling competition is an annual contest put on by the Nannyville Uprising Youth Club. The competition, which is now in its third year, was created to help children in the community improve their literacy. Vice President of the community's youth club, Makisha Ferron, came up with the idea.
It all started based on the fact that the ministry had stated that the literacy performance for the schools were low, and we just got together as a club and decided that we would want to take initiative to see how best we could improve students that were living in our community, so that whenever they were taking literacy tests, the grades would somehow improve. So that was the main aim behind it, improving the students' recognition of words, pronunciation, and getting them to read more.
Ms. Ferron says it took some convincing, but parents and students eventually came around to the idea.
At first, when the competition was started, a lot of parents were more concerned about the fact that the students were, they would be afraid or they don't want to embarrass them. And we had to go around word of mouth to try and encourage the that it's beneficial for the students, and that sometimes the fear needs to be overcome, and these are the competition that helps in doing just that.
Well over 30 students signed up for this year's competition, which was held last month. Here's Dezita Robinson, a parent of one of the competitors.
The process, it was very hard. It took a while because they had tutors. They had to go to every Saturday or every Sunday, and they would help them to spell the words. They would also play games, you know, make it very interesting. It's a very interesting competition. The organizers, they really work hard to put things together.
The hard work paid off. Miss Robinson's daughter, Giselle Collins, went on to win the competition.
A-N-A-C-O-N-D-A.
That was Giselle's winning word. The 11-year-old grade 6 student says the contest was hard, but she was happy to participate.
Well, at the last, it was very challenging because, you know, boys, we have to face off. It is kind of odd being time there. I was very excited. When you hear the word, I'm not going to marry, I want my like, first night here that we're there.
And though she's happy to have won, Giselle is happier to have made her mother proud.
She did appear because when we call up on the first, you are the first person we should ask, so we. I'm going to say, yeah, today, after today, I'm not screaming on the phone. I can't do what you're expecting.
With results like that, it's no wonder the Nanny Bee competition is doing so well.
We just want to share our thanks to the community and our supporters, CSJP, Citizen Security and Justice Group, mainly. And that we hope that other communities will take on this initiative if you haven't done so. But the entire aim behind it should be, yes, to educate our children, but also for them to enjoy themselves. Another aim behind it should also be that we're trying to build upon the parent-child relationship.
Makisha Ferron, Vice President of the Nannyville Youth Uprising Club. That's it for this edition of CSJP in 5. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.